At the top of the news this Friday morning, Pope Benedict XVI is set in just an hour's time to celebrate Mass in St. Peter's Basilica this morning to mark the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Yesterday evening, the Holy Father presided at the first Vespers of Peter and Paul in Rome's Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Chris Altieri reports.
Deus in adiutorio meum intende.
As shadows lengthened under a late afternoon sun in Rome, the faithful gathered in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls to mark the beginning of the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul, the apostles and martyrs by whose witness the faith of Christ's Church was brought to Rome. The Church's liturgical praise of God in the evening begins with a hymn, two psalms, a canticle, a scripture reading, and a response. The centerpiece of Vespers, or evening prayer, is the Magnificat, Mary's joyful song of praise and gratitude at her election to bear the Son of God.
Nel suo epistolario più volte l'Apostolo delle Genti ripete che tutto nella sua vita è frutto.
During his homily yesterday, Pope Benedict XVI said, "The action of the Church is credible and effective only when all those who are part of the Church are willing personally to pay for their faith in Christ in every situation. Where this willingness is lacking," said Pope Benedict, "the decisive argument for truth on which the Church itself exists lacks credibility."
E proprio per questo sono lieto di annunciare ufficialmente che l'Apostolo Paolo dedicheremo uno speciale anno giubilare dal 28 giugno.
The Holy Father also yesterday proclaimed a special Pauline year to mark the 2000th anniversary of the birth of the man who would become apostle to the Gentiles.
Come all'inizio, anche oggi, Cristo ha bisogno di apostoli pronti a sacrificare se stessi.
Pope Benedict said, "Now, just as then, Christ needs apostles willing to sacrifice themselves." Pope Benedict said, "Christ needs witnesses and martyrs like St. Paul, who was once a violent persecutor of Christians, but who fell on the road to Damascus, blinded by a ray of divine light, and who passed to the side of the crucified Lord without a moment's hesitation or regret." Pope Benedict said, "St. Paul lived and worked for Christ. He suffered and died for Christ. His example is so very relevant even today." The Pauline year will begin on June 29, 2008, and run through June 29, 2009. I'm Chris Altieri.